Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, August 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of events headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Legend of the Track 2011 Honda Dallara IR05 IndyCar joins DFW Car and Toy Museum Collection. The 2011 Honda Dallara IR05, a historic racing car from the final season of Newman Haas Racing, has joined the collection at the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth, Texas. This blue and silver marvel, once driven by James Hinchcliffe, offers enthusiasts a rare glimpse into open-wheel racing history. Despite missing its engine and running gear, the car stands as a high-performance sculpture, showcasing the sleek lines and aerodynamic artistry of its era. Director Brian Sturgeon describes it as more than a car. It's a piece of motorsport soul. Newman Haas Racing, known for decades of competitive excellence, left an indelible mark on IndyCar. The museum continues to provide unforgettable experiences with rare vehicles and collectibles, celebrating automotive history.
Summerhill heats up in August with food, fun, and furry friends. Atlanta's historic Summerhill neighborhood is buzzing with energy this August, offering a mix of culinary exploration, back-to-school celebrations, beauty experiences, and even a day dedicated to four-legged friends. Little Bear's Romanian prefix menu features bold takes on traditional flavors. Big Softy's Give a Swirl cards are perfect for teacher gifts, and How Crispy's Roasted Boy sandwich is a must-try. Aviary Beauty Plus Wellness pop-up with Courtney Jane and Iconic Orthodontics Back-to-School Fest offer beauty experiences and school supplies giveaways. Don't miss Dog Day of Summerhill on August 23rd, celebrating pups and their people with swag giveaways and pet-friendly activities.
Buena Vida Tapas Bar and Three Parks Wine Host Vino y Paella, Basque Edition. Buena Vida Tapas Bar with Three Parks Wine to host Vino y Paella, Basque Edition, a special wine dinner event on the Beltline patio. Guests will enjoy a guided Basque wine tasting, a three-course Spanish dinner, and live flamenco music. Tickets are $85 per person and include past tapas, seafood paella, churros, and five Basque wine tastings. The event will take place on Thursday, August 21st, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. at Buena Vida Tapas Bar in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit buenavidatapas.com. HPM announces topping out of Bank Independence Stadium at UNA. HPM announced the topping out of Bank Independence Stadium at the University of North Alabama, marking the final structural beam placement. The $65 million multipurpose facility in Florence, Alabama will feature Bobby Wallace Field, a press tower, suites, and a club level. The stadium will host UNA's football, baseball, soccer teams, and marching band, with a 2,760-square-foot video board for games and community events. HPM is overseeing the project, working closely with UNA to ensure timely completion. This marks the first partnership between HPM and the University of North Alabama, with other notable projects including Bryant-Denny Stadium and Texas Tech University's Jones AT&T Eastside Stadium.
Three South Florida bank leaders paddle for a cause, helping raise more than $200,000 for childhood cancer. Three South Florida banking executives, including Luis de la Aguilera of U.S. Century Bank, Keith Costello of Locality Bank, and Jose Cueto of Grove Bank and Trust, recently participated in Kayaking the Keys for Hope, raising over $230,000 for the Sebastian Strong Foundation to fight childhood cancer. Despite being competitors in the financial sector, the trio showed unity and compassion for children and families battling the disease. The funds raised will support pediatric cancer research and patient services. Sebastian Strong Foundation, established in memory of Sebastian Ortiz, has awarded over $4 million in research grants to combat pediatric cancers. U.S. Century Bank, founded in 2002, is a leading community bank in Miami, supporting various organizations and offering a wide range of financial services. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.